coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And a good Saturday morning to you. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report coming to you from our home base at FM Talk 106.5. From the east is Auburn, to the west is Tuscaloosa. From the south is Orange Beach, all the way to the Tennessee Valley in the north. We're beginning our 26th year of covering high school sports, and we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Merry, Merry Christmas. 1 day late, 2 days late, really. And thank you for being a part of PSR. It's been a great, great run, and we continue the journey with, I think, one of the top shows we've ever done with basketball coaches from north to south, and some of the best. And really, we will talk with the winningest coach in the state of Alabama history today, and look forward to that. We're going to tip it off this morning by speaking with Coach Chris Latch at Orange Beach High School. Coach, good morning. Welcome to PSR, and you got a big one on tap for tonight, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're traveling up to Birmingham and try to go up and compete with some really good teams, and we're excited about the challenges for sure.
12-4 so far, as the way I've got it, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but yes, you have not started area play yet, and that will come after Christmas. But talk just a little bit about this team, because certainly you've come in after a much heralded career as a basketball coach, well respected, much appreciated. Talk just a little bit about this journey that you're on now, coming all the way to the beach and from Birmingham, and taking over a team that has had moderate success, but you guys are really, really turning heads with your Orange Beach basketball program.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm really, really proud of these guys. Last year coming in, obviously anytime you start a new program and you begin to build, it takes some time and there's some growing pains, and you have to get the staff all to kind of understand where you're going and cast that vision, and then you got to get the players on board with it. And last year finished strong, set a school record for wins, and finished the Elite Eight and lost to Jackson, who was back-to-back in football, obviously, and back-to-back in basketball. So competed, but just weren't good enough to beat them yet. And but heading into this season, I think everybody's a little more comfortable with expectations, maybe the vision that we're trying to play. And these kids have really bought in and worked extremely hard, and I'm super proud of them. We've had some really big wins, and the guys are just playing extremely hard and just competing, and we're excited about heading up to Birmingham and get to play two state runner-ups from a year ago, and also a 6A Hueytown team that's extremely athletic and extremely well coached. So be a big challenge for us, and then we'll get back from that. We'll head into area play, so that'll be exciting as well.
Chris, talk a little bit about where you're playing in Birmingham, and I know you play Tuscaloosa Academy tonight, but talk a little bit about location.
Yeah, so it's the Metro Tournament hosted by Homewood High School, and they've been running it for a lot of years. Coach Tim Shepler had it going for a long, long time, and now Elijah Garrison's taken over and done a great job with it. And the exciting thing for our kids is we're going to get to actually play at the Pete Hanna Center on the campus of Samford University. So that'll be a great venue for our kids. And, you know, one of the different things about coaching in Birmingham and then coaching down here is that a lot of our kids have not ever been to some of those venues. They haven't been to Legacy Arena where the state championships are held. They haven't been to Samford University. They haven't been to college basketball games at Auburn or Alabama, and probably took that for granted a little bit in Birmingham because, you know, some of our players might actually have season tickets to those places. So I'm excited about this, let our kids play in that beautiful arena on Samford University, and just hopefully get our guys ready to play in those type of arenas, and hopefully get a chance to go back to a regional and kind of treat it that way of preparing to play in a place like that. So we've got Tuscaloosa Academy today, extremely big challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it. And then Hueytown on Monday, and then Morris Hill Bible on Tuesday.
Wow. So you've got your handful, and that'll be great competition for your boys to be in Birmingham. You know, as I talk to coaches around the state here on PSR, they mention a 6'6 sophomore that's a multi-talented athlete in several sports, Lee Steele. The left-hander seems to be doing a great job for you so far as he gets adjusted away from the football field.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's awesome. He plays so hard. He works so hard. Extremely coachable. Has a passion for excellence, a passion to be the best that he can be. He loves basketball. And he works. And even, like, during the football season, our guys practice in the morning. You know, in the evenings, he's up here with his dad and always working on his game. And so he's a guy that leads us in almost every category. Did last year as a freshman and is doing it again as a sophomore. And got his first Division I offer the other day from Troy University. So he was super excited about that. And so we'll see. Yeah, he's got tremendous opportunities on both sides, football and basketball. But we're super glad that he's wearing the Mako uniform, I promise.
We're talking to Chris Latch, the head basketball, boys basketball coach at Orange Beach. And, Chris, talk a little bit about culture change. As you come, of course, you coached at UMS where my heart is. Mine was for 20 years. You were there for several. But always got great reports about Chris Latch. Mike Knapp, our basketball coach, just speaks of you as a mentor. But talk a little bit about culture change or culture shock coming from inner city, well, really not inner city, but outer, over the mountains in Birmingham. And those of us have coached in inner city Birmingham and coached basketball understand that. So, but there's got to be a little culture shock coming to the beach and the different culture that you gain. And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there definitely is. And maybe some of it caught me off guard a little bit, but the over-the-mountain area in Birmingham, which is where I spent most of my career, I mean, there are so many opportunities for kids at such a young age. And then you have all the leagues and you have the AAU programs and you have the skill trainers. And just there's just such a competitive market there. And kids have so many great opportunities. And it's probably a little less here, but there's also a lot more for kids to do down here. Sometimes it's hard to compete with those white sandy beaches. So, that's a different thing. And these kids have fishing and the beach and the boats and things. And Orange Beach, you got golf carts everywhere roaming around. So it's different. You know, these kids have a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things that aren't just around athletics. And so it is a little bit different. From that standpoint. And I think also just feel like you're kind of removed from everything. Like, guys just don't really understand how the whole system works, how the state playoffs work. They haven't been to those arenas and things like that. So hopefully we can open up their eyes a little bit and help them catch that vision and want to strive to get there themselves.
Well, Chris, I can't think of a better representative for South Alabama to join us this morning on PSR. And as you travel to Birmingham today, I'm not a good luck guy. I'm just saying play the best you can play. Have a great trip, a safe trip, and I know your boys are going to enjoy playing there at Samford. Great facility. And they've got a great coach coaching them. And, Chris, thank you for everything you do and the way you promote basketball. And we'll have you on later in the season to talk about some of the changes that you guys are looking and forward to doing in the way we're doing basketball, because I think that's great, great movement that you guys have in mind. Appreciate you, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate everything you do to promote our kids.
Take care. God bless. That's Chris Latch, the head basketball coach at Orange Beach, right here on PSR, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. And, boy, as we move forward, you don't want to miss this next guy. When you talk about Jack Doss, you talk about one of the premier coaches that's ever coached the game here in the state of Alabama, right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
Well, that picture that we always tell Mark, we see Mark is visiting with family today, and Randy is doing the same thing. I'm at home getting ready to play in a golf tournament. So I guess we got the best Christmas present we could have. Visiting with family for my two buddies, and we're here in the studio with our good friend Steve Stanley, the best in the business. And we're going to bring Jack Dawson in, and Jack is brought to you by Premier Collision here in Mobile. Premier Collision, the one stop. You go by and you check in with them, and they will take care of all of your needs. And, boy, you go out and see Kim and Chris and Jay and all the folks there and Tyler. They'll take care of everything for you and treat you like family. They're bringing you Jack Doss from Grissom High School. Coach, how you doing, pal? And Merry Christmas, but Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Rick. Well, today we got beat on the last second shot. Just had a puncture my tire, but God is good.
Well, always. And, you know, as we look to today on Saturday, you got another one today, right? And it should be – I mean, you're at Grissom. You've won everywhere you've been. You've got the most state championships of any high school basketball coach in state history. Talk just a little bit about this basketball team and what you're looking for the rest of the way in this Huntsville City Classic.
Well, we play the loser, probably be Fairfield. Well, we got a bunch of young kids. We played three freshmen today, and we're not very big, but it looks bright in the future, especially next year and the year after.
You know, and Jack, that's something that you knew coming in. Matter of fact, you had retired. We're talking to Jack Doss, the head coach at Grissom High School, won more state championships than any coach in high school basketball and in our history. And he and Tim Miller, I think, are at the top of boys and girls. And talk a little bit about getting back into coaching and taking a Grissom program that at one time was one of the premier programs, then dropped off, and then there comes Jack to do everything he can to bring it back up.
Well, we're getting there, Rick. They had about a 20-something year lapse. They didn't have a Division I player, and we've had 4 and 5 years, but we hadn't had any, you know, body to go around them. But we had a shot at winning 2 years ago and just missed out. But it's fun building a program. It's tough at my age. We play in three freshmen, sometimes four. So the future bodes well, and excited about our future. I've never had a big man or a point guard since I've been at Grissom, so that kind of makes it tough.
Boy, that does make it tough. Jack, I want to go back in time and go back into the, you know, the early 80s, and both you and I were coaching in Birmingham, inner city basketball in Birmingham, and I think that was the zenith of high school basketball in inner city Birmingham, because every night, you being at Hayes, and you guys had players left, right, and in the center field as well, but there were players all over Birmingham. And I want you to talk about and compare the early 80s at Hayes and then your time at May Jemison, at J.O. Johnson, and really at Butler. Talk about the comparison between the type of basketball that was played in those two different eras.
Well, in Birmingham, everybody had an SEC player.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's
well, except at Banks. Except at Banks. But they had a ton of football players.
That's right.
But every night we played against an SEC player, and Birmingham was so exciting. I mean, they just filled up the gyms, and now it's just sparse. We've had some good players up here. I thought the 2017 May Jemison team was as good as I've seen in the state. And my 81 team I thought was as good as anybody in the state.
Mm. Won't get any argument from me there, I can promise you. Yeah. We were playing against Jack's teams. We were at Banks, and we had boys, man, we had some boys that could really jump. They could touch the bottom of the net. But Jack had people who could touch the top of the cylinder of the block. My poor boys would come to the side and say, Coach, can't we just dump it off when we go inside? Nope, can't dump it off.
But I'm feeling the same thoughts that you felt back then right now.
Well, you're better prepared to handle it than I was in the 1980s, I can promise you, because your track record speaks for itself. Talk a little bit about this Huntsville City Classic that's going on, because it's one of the outstanding tournaments this in the Southeast. As I look around the Southeast and talk to coaches around the Southeast, they watch this game on the National Federation, these games on the National Federation Network.
We've got a great tournament. We fill it up every night, and it's a fun tournament to be in. The city makes a lot of money, which that's good. They distribute to the schools.
Good.
But there's some always great talent there, and it helps our kids get ready for the regionals and the state.
You know, Jack, you have seen so many great players, but having coached against teams from really all over the country, talk a little bit about the best players that you've come across as high school players that may or may not went on to be college stars and maybe even NBA stars. But, and I'm putting you on the point, I'm really putting you on point here because you, better than anybody, are a judge of talent. Talk about three or four of the best players you have ever either coached against or seen play on film.
Well, I've been around a lot of great players.
Welcome back. Don't let that bother you. Go ahead.
From Charles Barkley,
yep,
to Jason Tatum.
Wow.
So there's a lot of players that I've had that could have been great players, but they didn't work as hard as they needed to be.
Yeah.
And I've had some that were not very good, and then it ended up being MVP of the state tournament, but, you know, they went on to smaller schools. But those are two people you like. It's overachievers.
Yeah. I've always said that Ennis Watley was one of the best ones that I had ever seen. He did things with the basketball that we hadn't seen done before. And, of course, you and I got the opportunity to go into that gym at Phillips and coach against him. Of course, you had much better success than we did. But I can promise you he was one of my favorites to see. And then Buck Johnson. Buck Johnson was a very good player that you coached. I would have to say that Leon Douglas, that was in school during my days at Colbert County? Where was he?
He was at Colbert County.
Just one of the most dominant players that I'd ever seen. And then Charles Cleveland from Bibb County were some just outstanding. Thank goodness you and I didn't have to coach against those guys.
Yeah. Well, Ennis, I think, is the greatest guard I've ever seen in high school. And Ennis is a pastor and has the largest daycare in Washington, D.C. I was talking to Ennis about a month ago.
Really?
But Buck went from, I guess, to the number one player in the country his senior year. So it's but people, you know, he just worked.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how it's changed, Jack. What is it? And we're talking to Jack Doss, a dear friend of ours here at PSR, a lifetime friend. Now the head basketball coach at Grissom in Huntsville, and he's won more state championships than any high school basketball coach on the boys' side. Talk about the changes that you've seen, and are they good? And is AAU got a lot to do with that?
Well, that was the first thing thought that came to mind. You know, kids may play four or five games in a day, and if they lose one or two, they say, well, we got another one.
Yeah.
They lose that one, well, we got another one. And now they've got a three-second rule on defense. You can't be in the lane but 3 seconds. So, I mean, they just open it up for them to play, and which, you know, there's not much coaching going on at AAU. It's all recruiting at the best players. And it hurts our players coming back. And I tell them that you got to leave the ego at the door when you come back.
You know, one of the things that I hear from coaches, especially coaches that are as successful as you are, is, Rick, we got about a minute here, or really less. But, Rick, we don't get to talk to the college coaches much anymore. They go through the AAU coaches. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, I concur in this, but I still know a lot of the college coaches, so I can, you know, call on them.
Sure.
To help our players.
Jack, I love you, pal. I appreciate everything you've done. I'll be watching you tomorrow, and whenever you play again, I try to catch you as much as I can. But thank you for what you've done for high school basketball in the state of Alabama. Not only an AHSAA Hall of Fame member, but a guy that loves Jesus And that's what he coaches and preaches the most. And that is the foundation of his program wherever he's been. And that is something that is special to us here at the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, Jack.
I certainly appreciate you. Thank you for lifting me up in prayer. That goes both ways.
Take care, Jack Dawes. Take care.
God bless.
God bless. We'll return to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, and we'll visit with our good friend Dennis Hayford of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the director here in Southwest Alabama, right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Beginning our 26th year this year. And, well, in 2026, when that does get here. And really excited about bringing our good friend Dennis Hayford on. Roy Lewis Construction's bringing you Dennis Hayford this morning. And Dennis is the director of the Southern FCA, South Alabama, Southern Alabama FCA. And got a big thing going on. The coaches' timeout's coming. But first of all, Merry Christmas a couple of days late, Dennis, but I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, pal.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Yeah, it was awesome.
I want you to go back a few years, and I may be wrong here, but I wrote down 1979. You were in an FCA meeting, and I think that's when you were saved, unless I'm badly mistaken.
No, you're right on, Rick. That's a great year. Davidson High School. My head coach was David Cahoon. He allowed an FCA guy, Greg Davidson, to come to my school and speak to my football team. And the amazing part is that was the very first time that I heard the gospel. I'd been to church a couple times, but we never went much, and FCA brought the gospel to my school, and my life changed on that day, and I'm forever grateful for those two men, David Cahoon and Greg Davidson, bringing me to Jesus.
Well, and, you know, all of us have a story about, it's my granddaughter calling me, I got to tell her goodbye. Tell you, I'm on a radio show. I'll call you later. Okay.
Okay.
Love you, Dennis. That is a record. That's never happened before. But I never. I've told them all their lives. If you call, I will answer, no matter where
that's
I am.
Right.
So you know how that
that's
goes.
That's good, Rick. That's good.
I'm trying to think. We all have those moments in our life when we stepped forward and accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but that's special, and I know it is for you. And I want to talk a little bit about what you've got coming up, and I know you had registration started in November, and I'm almost positive this is sold out, and I've got to get with you Monday or Tuesday and back up our promise, but talk a little bit about Coach's Timeout.
Yes. Yeah, that has become one of my favorite events of the year. It is sold out, Rick, sold out in 3 hours.
That doesn't surprise us.
Yeah, it's a marriage retreat for coaches and spouses only. And so we do it at Orange Beach, and they pay a small fee, and we have some great sponsors who allow us to secure 50 hotel rooms on the beach. Their meals are paid for, and it's a special marriage retreat targeted just for coaches and spouses. So we do an exit interview, and all of our coaches just tell us that it was an amazing weekend, and they go back and tell their friends, and every year it's sold out every year. So
But if somebody does want to come, they need to go ahead and register and get on the waiting list.
Right.
And we every year we've been able to clear out the waiting list.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Coach, if you're listening, don't let it deter you. Go ahead and sign up, and we'll put you on the waiting list. And God provides in amazing ways.
Amen. All the time. All the time.
Yeah. Like you, Rick, volunteering to pay for somebody's registration fee. That's we're so appreciative of that.
Well, and I think Scripture tells us that's the direction we should go, and I'm learning more and more every day that that's in my retirement, that there's a lot of coaches out there who are nourished by this coach's timeout. I bet I've heard 50, 60 people as our coaches talking about what it has meant to their wife and them by being
wow.
at this. This is something that is really special and so much appreciated by the coaches. And, you know, Dennis, I think one of the great things about this is for the wives, because so very often, we as coaches take so much for granted that mama's taking care of everything at home, I'm taking care of everything here, and boy, are they do the moms get so much out of how you guys minister to them at that conference, and that's a blessing.
Well, I'm glad because a coach, whether he's a male or a female,
right.
They are a team, and they are a huge blessing to their school, to the students in that school, and the stronger they are together, the more powerful they're able to minister to their students. So that's what we work. That's our goal. We want those coach couples to come to us that weekend and go back refreshed, nourished, and commissioned to be better coach teams.
And Dennis, that's a great point. As I sit here and think about this, I said it's a blessing to the wives. There's a lot of women who are coaching sports that come to this, I'm sure, and bring their working husbands with them.
That opens
husbands' eyes a great deal to what they go through as coaches and how you guys minister to them. And thank you for sharing that, because I didn't even think of it that way. You know, you always just think about, well, it's just a bunch of football coaches that are going down there and they're being ministered to by the FCA. Well, that's not true. All the different sports that you guys deal with, I'm sure they're represented in the conference.
And you know what's really neat, Rick, is they minister to each other.
Yeah.
Amen. A big part of the weekend are small groups. We break into small groups all throughout the weekend, and it is really special for me and Jan to float around and sit in and listen to
right.
the small group dialogue and how they minister to each other.
Yeah. And, Dennis, I don't know if this is where this comes from, but I can remember – I don't know. I guess we went to Black Mountain 6 or 7 times. And that was the major – that was the thing that I remember the most and got the most out of was in the group sessions. And when you go to FCA camp there, boy, that was something special. So thank you for kind of rekindling that. That's something that's very special. And I don't even know if they do Black Mountain anymore.
They do 2 a year.
Okay.
In the summer. They used to do them all year long.
Right.
But now they only do 2.
Well, that's another thing that I hope many coaches can be a part of, because it certainly meant a lot in our lives, I can tell you that. Let's talk a little bit about your staff. When I look at I see Maddie and Justin, and talk a little bit about those that you have working with you.
Man, Rick, I have some amazing individuals. Yeah, we can start with Justin Patterson. He's the Mobile Area Director. Maddie Bergeron works with him. They just do a great job. Justin is a former football coach and teacher, so he really speaks coach's language. Maddie is a former volleyball player at University of Mobile. We just hired Zach and Delaney Burnett in South Baldwin County. They do Foley, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores down there. Now Fairhope and Robertsdale.
Wow.
So they're a young couple right out of Liberty University, and they were both athletes and just love the Lord. I have a couple of part-time people. Sydney Willison is in Daphne. Her and her husband run No Off-Season Gym, and they do a lot of FCA work there. I've got Chris Giles up in Washington County, and I've got Nick Newton, who is up in Thomasville. And these are just men and women who love God and love to use sport as a vehicle to reach students and coaches. And I can't leave out Karen Staten. She is our administrative backbone, and she keeps us all in line. So God's really put together a great team for sure.
Well, that's for sure. And anytime you call and talk to Karen, she can certainly head you in the right direction. That's a definite for that. Well, Dennis, again, coaches timeout March 6th through 8th, hosted by the Southern Alabama FCA. Great sponsors: Three Circle Church, City Hope Church, Day Spring Baptist Church, Pathway Church, Redemption Church, many more people that add to that. But that begins on Friday, March the 6th, and goes through Sunday, March the 8th. And, I'm excited about it and excited for the coaches and their wives. And, Dennis, thank you so much for what you do for so many.
Man, my pleasure. I'm happy to be on the team, Rick, with you and Coach Lassiter and Randy Bergen and my radio friends and our sponsors and local churches, like you mentioned. We make a great team. And for more information, people can go to our website, southalabamafca.org, and they can register there.
And we'll keep preaching that and tell them to keep signing up. Maybe we'll get that where you can fulfill 100 extras in there. So
that'd be awesome.
Take care, Dennis. God bless. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Rick. Love you, bro.
Love you, pal. Take care. It's Dennis Hayford of the Southern Alabama FCA. He does a fabulous job. And if you coaches still want to try to make that, and I endorse it as much as it can be endorsed, 100%, just go to the Southern Alabama FCA website and register. We'll be back with more on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report right here from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Saturday morning, December 27th, 2025. As PSR ends our 25th year, beginning our 26th year in January. And man, we love talking to this guy for a lot of reasons, because he's one of the premier basketball, lady basketball coaches or men's basketball coaches, and has been for a long, long time here in Mobile. But we like to talk to him, too, about football during football season, because he's an umpire. And you know us offensive line coaches don't always agree with umpires. But this guy here is hard to disagree with, because he's so affable and he's such a he thinks like a coach because he is a coach. Charlie Shipp, let's talk a little bit about the culture change. And for you as a coach, going from public schools, doing some double dipping now, as a lot of us have done, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
And going over to St. Luke's. Talk just a little bit about the change for the coach.
Well, I'm just coaching. I'm not teaching. So, that's a lot better. I just show up after school and coach. And it's been a great change of pace.
In the sense of change of pace, is that time-wise, talent-wise? Talk a little bit about that.
you know, I hate to talk about talent-wise, but there's a difference between Davis and the St. Luke's. But like I said, the kids are very coachable. They do exactly what I say. They try hard. So, you know, that's all you can ask for.
You know, Charlie, and one of the things that I see and have seen from your teams forever is they're very disciplined, and they run it exactly the way you want it run, or they sit at the best place to learn discipline on the bench.
Right.
And I want you to talk a little bit about that from a coaching perspective, because I think there's a lot of young coaches out there that could hear what Coach Charlie Shipp believes about players who don't perform the way they're supposed to perform after being taught that way in practice, and they do it in practice but don't do it in a game.
Well, at Davidson, we had, you know, a policy: if you miss practice or missed a game, you set a game or two. And that was a great motivator for a lot of the Davidson players. Here, my numbers are short. We don't have a middle school team or a JV team. We have 10 players from 7 through 12.
Wow. 10 players from 7 through 12, and I bet you coach every one of them 7 through 12.
I try to.
Well,
I have 2 seventh graders and 2 seniors. So,
and if I'm right on this, the last game you played was against Leroy, and you won what, 61-35?
Correct.
And I think your record is 10-4.
Yeah, 10-4.
And you in 2A Area 1, and you'll start that after Christmas. But first, as I look at it. And do you go to W.S. Neal?
They come to us. We've already traveled up there. This is a rescheduled game. They were in the football playoffs.
Right.
So we scheduled it for the 29th, and we play Chickasaw on the 30th, which is an area game.
Right. So you're in an area now with Chickasaw and Clark County and Washington County. Talk a little bit about that. Are you familiar with any of those three? Because knowing you being at Davidson for as long as you were, this is a different league of basketball.
Yeah, I know a little bit about Clark County. Over the years, they've been really successful. I know of their coach. He does a great job with them. And we played McGill and Baker this year. We're not used to the big boys, but like I said, we showed up and played.
Well, and that doesn't do anything but help you. I mean,
right.
You know, as a coach, you wouldn't have scheduled them if you didn't want to do that. But talk about the level of play and what you have to spend more time. We're talking to Charlie Shipp, the head ladies basketball coach at St. Luke's. Talk a little bit about the level of play and how you've had to adjust your coaching coming from a 7A program that was year in and year out perennially was going to be competitive and seeking a berth in state championship play, and now moving down to a 2A school where maybe they have not had the fundamentals that your girls had when you got them at Davidson.
Well, I inherited a couple of good players, so I have a point guard, so that's great. I have, you know, two or three that can handle basketball, so that helps a lot. But we spend majority of practice on nothing but shooting drills.
Yeah.
We do layups, free throws, shooting drills. I've incorporated this team is going to shoot the three as much as they can.
You know, Charlie, this is and you're getting into private school at, I think, a very difficult time because we don't know what's going to happen with private schools.
Yeah.
And what are your feelings and about separation? Because my feeling is that at some point in time, and it may be this year, it may be the next classification time, the separation of the public and private schools from the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Yeah, I disagree with them trying to separate. you know, like I don't even think they should do competitive balance.
Amen.
The thing about it, like I say, if you want to be state champion, you got to beat the best.
Right.
And I think I've got a winning record against all the private schools that I play. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I play McGill, Faith, you know, people like that. And like
right.
UMS, the private schools do a great job of developing their middle school players and their JV players.
Yeah.
Public school does not do a great job at that.
So the way I see it, Charlie, is this. If they separate us and schools do not choose to stay in, and this is what I've heard, and there's going to be some schools that say, well, we don't want to be in the AHSAA if they're going to separate us and we can't play, then who do private schools play? If you're not a member of the AHSAA, you can't play member schools of the AHSAA.
Yeah, that's a good question. But like I say, you know, making this split, you're still going to have the same schools win the, you know, football state championship, Thompson and people like that.
Right.
You know.
But,
I the private schools, you know, they do well at baseball and things like that. But football is same teams, you know, Saraland, Gulf Shores. They've got more money than the private schools, you know.
That's right. City schools, I think, have the biggest advantage of anybody. And like you, I believe that we need to do away with the 1.35. I think all schools, every school in the state of Alabama ought to be under competitive balance.
And
you coach a sport where, look at Hazel Green. How many state championships did they win in a row?
I think they won 8 in a row.
Man.
And, you know, like I say, I would travel up there every year to play in their tournament. Like I say, it's just different basketball up there.
Right, right. Well, Charlie, I wanted to thank you because you're not on a cruise, first of all, and we can catch you. Between you and Terry Canova and Billy Pine, three of my favorite people in the world. I mean that because you guys.
You need to go with us.
Man, if I went with you, Canova would throw me off the ship. He'd throw me in the ocean.
Our next one's after basketball season, March 7th.
Wow. Wow. Now, where is that one going?
We're going out of Galveston, going to Cozumel.
Wow. So you're going to Galveston to jump on that boat, and Billy Pine's going to make sure everybody does everything right.
Oh, yeah. He does a great job.
He does. Charlie, thank you so much for what you've done. Your record, your career at Davidson is Hall of Fame worthy. And I certainly want you to know that us here at PSR certainly appreciate and respect the job you've done. And those girls, that whole school at St. Luke's is fortunate to have you there, pal.
Well, I'm fortunate to be there. They've treated me, you know, great over there.
Well,
Chip Menn's over there, you know, as the principal, and it's just familiar faces.
That's good stuff. Well, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you down the road, Charlie. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Take care. Charlie Shipp, head ladies basketball coach at St. Luke's. And, boy, you folks at St. Luke's, you have an outstanding man there coaching your basketball team. And Charlie is be ready to win because those young ladies will win if they listen to Coach Charlie Shipp. He's one of the best in ladies basketball. When we return, we're going to talk to another pretty good one, Christian Swears, the head basketball coach at Huntsville High School, right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Beautiful Saturday morning coming to you here from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. Thompson Tractor Prep Sports today. And our 25th year, ending our 25th year, beginning year 26 in January of 2026. And, we have really had some outstanding basketball coaches on in the first hour. We appreciate Jack Doss and Charlie Shipp and Chris Latch jumping on board with us. But this young guy here, and I still call him young because his daddy was a dear, dear friend of mine, and miss him almost every day. And I think about some of the competitive days we had, and his dad was as competitive, we both were, and it was something when we played each other. Christian Swears, a head basketball coach at Huntsville High School, former assistant at Mountain Brook with Bucky. And Christian, Merry Christmas a couple of days late, and congratulations on a big win yesterday over Buckhorn, minus Patrick Harding with Cody Martin sitting on the bench. But congratulations, pal.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here. Any W is always a good W, so we'll take it.
Talk just a little bit about that game. I know it was different not seeing Patrick over there and coaching against Cody Martin. I don't know Cody, knew Patrick very well, but it had to be a little bit different, and you probably had to approach it once you made adjustments to what they were doing, maybe a little bit different than what they did in the past.
Yeah, Cody does a really good job. He's got a good reputation of being a good middle school coach up here, and he got his opportunity to get in the high school game last year as an assistant at Bob Jones. Did a really good job with them, helping them out, and he got his first head job over at Buckhorn. So, known Cody a minute. We had to grind to get that win. We kind of got it with defense in the fourth quarter and half-court offensive execution, and I'm really proud of our team. We out-rebounded them by 20 and found a way to win and advance on to the second round.
Talk a little bit, Christian, about this basketball team, because you've had some really phenomenal players that you have developed, and several of them gone on playing college basketball now, and talk a little bit about that cultural development that you guys go through, because it's a year-round thing. You just don't play basketball a couple of months of the year anymore. It's something that to be competitive the way you guys are in 7A, it's a year-round thing to get those players developed in a manner in which gives you a competitive edge, if there is such a thing.
Yes, sir. It is. At our level, you got to do this thing a long time throughout the course of the year, and not necessarily playing maybe 12 months, but you're doing something skill-related and weight room-related and conditioning-related to improve yourself individually and collectively as a group. And that's just kind of been our approach to it, is we really try and skill these guys up, get them in the weight room as much as we can, and then just focus on the things that matter in the game of basketball. You got to be able to know how to play off the ball, got to be able to guard off the ball, got to be able to dribble, pass, and shoot at any position. And so, we value those things, and we value toughness, and being able to guard 94 feet is a skill that we make our guys have. Whether you're fast or slow, you got to be able to guard 94 feet to play here. And I think that all those guys that are in college that have played here, every one of them that's told me that they felt prepared after they got there. And, I didn't have one tell me they weren't prepared. And so that's a great feeling to have as a coach. You're trying to help those guys achieve their goals and dreams and squeeze every ounce of talent out of them. And it just means a lot to me to hear them say that.
We're talking to Christian Swears, the head basketball coach at Huntsville High School. I think, and you can correct me here and feel free to do that, I've got you at 13-3. You start area play after Christmas, but you've played a pretty tough schedule here, and I want to talk to you about a couple of those games. I don't know who best is. I really don't. I see best on your schedule, and I say, did they play the Boston Celtics? Whoever best is, you beat them 78-56. Where is best?
They're a school in the Atlanta area. They have won, back-to-back state championships or something at the small class. And they're almost like a charter school in Atlanta. They do a really good job with their kids, and so that was a good game for us. Berkmore is also another good team we played. We lost in overtime, but that was a great game for us to play.
Buck, if I'm not mistaken, you're one of the guys that really believes in intersectional play and going anywhere, anytime to play the best competition you can play. Talk just a little bit about how we started doing that in football, 20 years ago. Basketball has caught up and even surpassed that. Talk a little bit about intersectional play.
Yeah, our philosophy has always been to play as many different styles as we can play before area play, and try and play as many good teams as we can because you usually get exposed in the areas you're not very good at in those games, and that's how you improve. Obviously, you got to know what kind of team you're going to have. Are you going to be old and can withstand some stretches where you might not win a few games in a row? You might lose two or three in a row. How does that team handle that? If you have a young team, you probably can't throw a schedule at them like the one we're accustomed to playing. This year, we felt like with our youthfulness and inexperience, we needed a balance and not just have a rock fight every night out. And so that's kind of what we've tried to put together.
And in so doing that, as you sat with your coaches in the preseason and talked about this basketball team, the expectations you had, maybe players that you expected to lead you, and who has been the surprise on your team that's really stepped forward to help you guys be 13-3 at this point?
Yeah. I mean, we lost a ton of experience and a ton of points and games from our class that graduated. And so we knew this was going to be a little different of a season, but we still really like this group. We've had them all, in the program years past, and they just hadn't had the opportunities to get on the floor at the varsity level. We thought Evan Toms would have a chance to be an all-state type of player, and he's doing that. He's averaging 24 points and 10 rebounds a game, which is – he's having a great season. But I would say the guy that's really surprised me based on where we were in the summer and in the preseason is probably our point guard, sophomore Tyson Bobick. He moved here from Oklahoma in May and comes from a great pedigree of basketball players. His dad started at the point guard spot at Oklahoma State on their 2004 Final Four team. And his granddad played at Oklahoma State as well. So yeah. Tyson comes from a long line of good players, and he's really stepped up this season and done a great job for our team.
Well, so now when you get someone to come in like that, and that's a big plus, that, and they want to go to schools when they're coming from out of state, and it all depends on where the parents' job is. But that is a great addition to your team. And now you'll play, we've got just about 30 seconds here. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you play Lee of Huntsville tomorrow. And I think Greg Brown, you guys play at 9 o'clock this morning as we're taping. Is that right?
Yes, yes, sir, 9 a.m. They got a really good team. It should be a great game.
Christian, thank you so much for joining us. And best wishes for you. I hope you play the best you can possibly play. We'll keep up and talk to you later in the year, pal.
Thank you for having me on.
Take care. God bless. Christian Swears, the son of Jack. And all of us remember his dad and miss him a bunch. When we return to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, we'll talk to Scott Ware of the Hoover Bucks basketball team.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Boudreaux's Cajun Grill communication line. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. And we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. And we're about to bring Coach Scott Ware of the Hoover Bucks in, and state championship coach. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you watch this team play, and I get a chance to watch them every once in a while on National Federation Network, you see a well-oiled team and with some new players. And but I'm telling you, Coach, welcome. You're a man with my heart, spending a little bit of Christmas time at the lake. I can tell you that, pal.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. It was really good to get to spend some time up the lake with my parents.
That's good stuff, and I'm jealous. I want you to know that for a lot of reasons. Being at the lake, more important than that, spending time with your parents, and that's a blessing. I mean that. Yeah. And that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
12-5, Coach, and you've played a pretty doggone a pretty good schedule when I look at your schedule. And I wanted to tell you this. I'm watching – I try to watch as much SEC basketball as I can, and I'm watching Tennessee, and I look out on the court, and there's this big guy, and he's got Brown on his shirt, last name of Brown. And I said, wait a minute. And he's a starter. He's a freshman starter for the Tennessee Vols, and that's got to be something that's really exciting to see your kids playing at the highest level in, well, it used to be amateur sports. It's not amateur anymore, but that's got to be a big thrill to look on there and see that rascal playing.
Yeah, just super happy for him. He's such a great kid, great person. You know, has a phenomenal love for the game of basketball and a great work ethic, and he's kind of stayed inside the circle, and it's kind of worked out for him. He's started the last two or three games, and it's funny. I talked to Greg Polinsky a little bit earlier in the day today, and he was just telling me how much that Rick Barnes and the staff just really loves Dwayne and the way that they know what they get every day when he shows up.
Well, he pretty well better know how to, because if he didn't do that at Hoover, he was going to sit in that place that Bobby Knight said is the best place to teach discipline.
There's no doubt about that.
I can promise. I've watched you long enough to know that if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, come on over here. Come on.
That's right. You know, and we've been blessed. We've had some really good players. And, you know, like I said, if he didn't perform, we had Jackson Sheffield sitting there behind
That's
him,
exactly so. Right.
You know, and he's not the only guy we got starting. Saleem London starting at UAB now, and just speaks volumes of the team that we had the last couple of years and the type of kids those are. And in this transfer portal, it's not often that you get two true freshmen that are starting.
That's amazing, Coach. I was going to ask you about Saleem, because I hadn't had a chance to watch UAB, but my buddy Kurt Bloom has kind of kept me posted that Saleem is really doing a good job there. And to be able to compete at the intercollegiate level as a true freshman in today's world, that speaks volumes for their high school coach. I can tell you that. It does.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it just speaks volumes of who they were and how they approach things. And, you know, I talked to UAB staff not long ago. They love Saleem. And the last couple of games, he's played over 30-something minutes in those ball games, and it's just a steady force for him on both ends of the floor.
Well, I can imagine that after you've played in some of the even state championship games that those kids played in, there's not much more – it's not much harder than what you guys played in the competition that Dwayne and Saleem played in and all their teammates, because – you played in some barn burners and some, I'm talking about, Coach, crowd thrillers, and that had to prepare them for that kind of stuff that they see in the different conferences that they play in. But they're certainly well prepared when they leave Hoover, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, yeah. You know, and back to what you said before, I mean, just this current team we have, I mean, we played 17 games, and there's, you know, we've had to bring it every night. It's a tough schedule, and we kind of try to do that throughout the year to prepare ourselves so that there's no surprises when we get over towards the end.
Coach, I want to talk about Sheffield a little bit, because, you know, and not that he's played alongside Dwayne, but, you know, when I watch him play, Coach, he to me has got a great upside, and he has really come into being a big-time player.
Yeah, you know, it's – athletically, he's incredible. He's a phenomenal athlete. He does things that you can't coach someone to
right.
do. And like you said, his ceiling is out the roof. His skills are getting better and better, and he stepped into that role this year. He's accepted it that we need him on the floor as much as possible, and he's learned how to control himself a little bit, where last year he could just kind of go in and turn loose. It didn't really matter if he fouled and stuff, but he's gotten so much better at all that. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for Jackson. He's got untapped potential, and just really proud of the way he's approached this season so far.
Talk a little bit about your front court, because I'm always impressed with who you put the ball in their hands as much as you put it in there. Talk a little bit about your front court and your back court, because to me, your guys, it seems like to me, and that's just as an old coach, they're almost interchangeable at times.
Yeah, you know, we've got you would think we would be a young team because what we graduated last year, but we've got 8 seniors.
Wow.
These guys just didn't get an opportunity to play over the last 2 or 3 years, and now they're getting that opportunity. And you know, speaking of my guards, I mean, I'm really proud of the way Messiah Millen has been playing lately for us. We moved him up as a 10th grader, and he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then as a junior, he got hurt right at the start of the season. So he was basically haven't played the last 2 years. So he's starting to come into his own, and these last 3 or 4 games, he's played, you know, really, really, really well for us. I mean, he's averaging somewhere around 7 assists to like 1 or 2 turnovers, and he's starting to make some shots. And then, his counterpart back there is Michael Glass, who's a guy that the last couple of years just kind of spelled some of the guards that played the majority of the minutes, and he knew all he had to do was just kind of stay out of the way.
Right.
And you know, now he's kind of the focus, one of the focus guys for us, and he's had some really, really big games so far. He scored 29 points twice already this year.
Wow. That's impressive. That's really impressive. So, Coach, you're going to Orlando, and I would assume you'll be leaving, Sunday?
Sunday morning, 5:25.
You're going and you play at Sumter. You're big on this intersectional stuff. You love that. Do you know anything about these guys? I know you've seen tape on them, but talk a little bit about these guys.
Yeah. They're ranked 3rd or 4th in South Carolina. Really good basketball team. Got about a 6'6", 6'7" left-handed kid who, boy, he can put it in the hole. We want to do a good job of keeping an eye on him and make sure he doesn't get going. They're well coached. They're multiple. They're going to give you a lot of different looks. So we got our hands full with that opening game. And, you know, if we win that game, you're going to play a really good team out of Louisville or either the 3A state champions from New York. So
I love that.
It didn't get any easier for us. So
now, as you play in these tournaments, talk about shot clocks. Are y'all playing shot clocks? We got a minute here. So are shot clocks being used when you play in these tournaments?
We have played some. The one down there will not have a shot clock. But we've played a few events already this year with the shot clock. It doesn't really bother us. We kind of play at a good pace to start with. So.
No, I told somebody today as we were talking about having you on, after I got a text from you, and I appreciate that, Coach. I said, no, shot clock, that doesn't bother Hoover. That doesn't bother Hoover at all.
I think we've had one shot clock violation during the last 8 or 9 years. So.
That's big stuff. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say this to you from my dear buddy Mark Lassiter, who's in your area, I think, visiting Mom and Dad over Christmas. He'd say, Coach, have a great basketball season, but I'm really looking forward to seeing you in golf. So
yeah, I'll see him. I sure will.
He looks forward to that, Scott. He thinks the world of you. Look, thank you for everything you've done for high school basketball. You paid your dues, and when it got time for you to collect, you have done a great job doing what you do at Hoover High School, and much appreciation, much respect, and thank you for joining us on this beautiful Christmas weekend.
Well, Rick, I appreciate it, and I'm always glad to be on. Thank you guys for what y'all do, and I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Take care. Safe travels, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Take care. That's Scott Ware, the head basketball coach at Hoover High School, headed to Orlando to play in the KSA Holiday Classic. He'll play against a pretty good team out of Sumter, South Carolina. That will be at 9 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, Monday at 11:30 instead of 9 o'clock. When we return to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, we'll talk to a local coach, Lee Riley, of the Vigor Wolves boys basketball team.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
We got to listen to a little Boz Scaggs here. Tradition continues. I think one of my favorite things in life is to watch these people that are so talented as dancers and the choreography that they do with Boz Scaggs and his music. And it's really something that I really enjoy. Another thing that I enjoy is watching Lee Riley and watch him coach, and the way he handles his players and the way they look him in the eye when he talks to them, and you know he's got their attention and they have much respect for him. And Lee and the Viger Wolves, this segment's brought to you by our buddies at Premier Collision. If you have a fender bender anywhere in Mobile or Baldwin County, give our friends at Premier Collision a call at 251-478-4500, and they will take good care of everything that you have going on with your automobile. And you go by and you visit with Chris or Kim or Tyler or Jay, and those folks treat you just like family. That's Premier Collision, our good friends at 1177 Sledge Drive right here in Mobile, Alabama. Coach Lee Riley, thank you for joining us today, pal. And I know you got a big 5A Area 2 game coming up on January the 2nd against St. Paul's. And the good thing is you get to host them at home. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Always good.
Talk a little bit about this team, Lee. This is a team that's probably challenged you as a coach because I think it's a young team. But talk a little bit about the season so far and expectations. And as you go into your area of play, talk a little bit about this team and where you're headed.
Yes, sir. So I think you hit it nail on the head when you said challenging. It's been a huge, huge challenge getting these young players to understand the pace of the game. I think that's our biggest issue, pace and experience. I think I brought back maybe 8 minutes total of varsity experience from last year. So that's been a challenge of them closing out games and finishing games in those tough moments. As far as our projections for the year, I really see this team putting it together during this area play. I think this is the time we're going to start clicking. We finally got our whole team back as far as football. So we're going to start putting it together. And by the time the area tournament hits, I think we'll be clicking and turning that corner.
You know, Lee, when I look at your scores, you're competitive against everybody. You were competitive the first game of the year against Hoover. And we just had Scott Ware on, and that's you're talking about a talented basketball team. Big Sheffield is an SEC player. They got guard that's probably going to play Division I basketball. And, I mean, you played them as well as anybody's played them so far.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think that's what gives me that hope that we'll be all right in area. You know, they have a great team there in Hoover. And the way our kids came out and jumped out on them and, you know, played to the level that I know they could.
Yeah.
That impressed me the most. And I had kids after that game, you know, crying. And that showed me they wanted it and they believe in themselves. Sure. So I can work with that any day of the week.
Well, and the thing that you do is you have the respect of your players when you watch your teams play. And I watch them look you in the eye when you're talking to them and it's yes, sir, and no, sir. That's a joy because in the changing world that we live in, that's not always the case.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Those guys, I'll go ahead and be honest, they're great kids. I don't have issues out of them a ton in school. Like you said, they're very respectable. There's never really much pushback. So, like I said, I can coach that all day. And, you know, it's bigger than basketball with me, Rick. You know, I want them to be better men off the court.
Yeah.
So I think all that plays a part.
I got a question. I don't know. Sometime in November, late November. The blunt game, the score is reflective of 25-0. What is that about?
Those games were just canceled due to security issues.
Right.
That's what we were told as coaches. So there's no win or loss there either way.
Good.
Just, those games weren't played. After that, they were looking to try to get it scheduled, but you know how it is with two different schools and schedules, Rick. It just didn't line up, so
right.
We couldn't play it.
Right. Well, and I know you and Shumbay Hunter probably that was a tough call for you. I'm sure it was an administrative call and
yes,
was something that both of you would have much rather played the game. And, you know, Lee, sometimes we're talking to Lee Riley, the head basketball coach of the Vigor Wolves and state championship caliber teams that he's coached. And I sometimes wish in every in many situations, not every, we'd just shut the gym down. Let the coaches mm-hmm. and the boys play. Don't let anybody in. Let the officials in. I was part of UMS and St. Paul's. How many times did I say, let's just lock the doors, let the officials come in and officiate it, the coaches coach, and the players play?
Yep, and I think I can agree with that. Let's not take it away from the kids. Because,
no.
You know, we have seniors. This is their last time to play against their rival over at Blount.
Yeah.
You know, now they don't get that opportunity. So, I mean, I would be all for that, locking the gym, just players and coaches, referees, and let's throw it up.
Wow. And, you know, we live in that world where, you know, we got to make gates, and that's a big gate for both Blount and Vigor. And,
yes,
you know, and administrators have to make decisions that are tough decisions sometimes. But mm-hmm. we just go on. We keep going forward. And
that's right.
So we go from there. Let's talk a little bit about development of players, because
yes,
that's something that's huge and something that you are a big believer in, is developing young players. Talk just a little bit about that development and how you go about that.
I don't believe players should be put in a box. No matter the age, no matter the grade, whatever it is, you don't put a player in the box. When they walk in the gym, they're expecting to get something from you, and that's development. I mean, of course we want to win, but where did you take that player when you first got him until the end of the season? Point out something you've made that player better in, and I believe that's the way you build a great team. If I'm constantly developing every player on the team much as I can, when they all put it together, it's going to be a great team. So that's why I'm so big on development.
You know, one of the things that's always impressed me about your teams is generally your football team goes deep into playoffs, as they did this year. And how many players do you have playing basketball that played football?
So I got back four players, and two of those guys were starters. So, you know, that's big, you know, asking another kid to step up and take the role of this guy. And then now you got to get your starters back into the swing of things. It's rough. I'm going to be honest with you. It's rough. So just knowing that, hey, there's help coming, but the team that you have now, if you can stay close and stay competitive with that team,
yeah,
it gives everyone hope.
You know, the quarterback, Sammy Dunn, multi-talented mm-hmm. player, has – signed with Army. Now, is he playing basketball, or did he choose to stay out and work on football?
So he's going to stay out and work on football. I had high hopes at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I talked to his dad. I talked to him, and it was looking promising. But I guess during this season, which we all know Sammy had a great season,
right?
He picked up a lot of steam, and I think he's just going to work on his craft as being a better quarterback. You know, he's already good right now, but I think he's just going to work on his craft.
He is, and I understand that. I do understand that. And his dad's a basketball coach through and through.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he loves the game. And so, but Sammy's look forward to following Sammy's career. As you go forward, as you look at this area, I don't want to call it a region, as you look at the area, where do you think the toughest part of that area is?
I would have to say you got to keep an eye out for LaFleur.
Yeah.
I've been watching those guys closely. They have something there, and if they can get it to click, then I think they'll be scary. Now, not to say I'm overlooking anyone, because
right.
anybody can lose on any given day.
Yeah.
But just from the tape and the film that I've watched of everyone in this area, I'd say those guys would be someone to keep an eye on.
Well, and they always are, because they're usually long,
mm-hmm.
and they usually have – I mean, they're so strong on the boards. I mean, they crushed, they just literally crashed the boards on both ends of the court. And so you have to be, I mean, you just have to do so many things fundamentally against LaFleur, because they are sound in the things that they have to be sound in. And that's, for you, that's the way your teams are. So that should be, man, that should be some heck of a basketball game. I'm going to mark that on my calendar and see if I can't get to that one, because that'll be some good basketball. I want to talk about AAU basketball. How much time we got? We got about a minute and a half. Real quick.
Okay.
Do we see an influx of AAU basketball in Mobile? Because I don't see it.
We see an influx in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, you didn't make this team. All right, let's go start a team for you.
Yeah.
Instead of the best players in the gym competing and then going elsewhere representing Mobile,
yep.
We've got 30 teams here, that, and we don't have enough kids for that.
No.
To say that they're all going to be competitive. So I don't like it.
Well, and you know what? Some battles are better off not fighting them, to keep your program where you want to keep it. Keep your players where you want to keep them. And, you know, I hate the negative aspect of that part of our game. I do.
Agreed.
But, Lee, always, it's always great talking to you. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I'm looking forward to seeing your team play here. I can generally watch it on National Federation. Are your cameras, do you have cameras in the gym?
Yes, sir. So we just got a new camera, and I'll be setting that up here soon.
Good.
The guy called me, I think, yesterday.
Good.
So I'll get it back going.
And I look forward to watching that, and I'll be in touch with you. And take care. God bless. Look, just have a great season.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Rick.
Take care. God bless. That's Lee Riley, the head basketball coach of the 5A Vigor Wolves. Man, he does a great job with those young'uns. And if you get a chance, you want to go out and watch them. If not, watch them on National Federation TV Network. When we return to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, man, our favorite, the one we get the most about, the most out of our segment, the Camp Grace segment, when we return to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. And I was thinking this week, as we prepared for the Christmas season, my favorite scripture is about the Christmas story, oftentimes comes from one of the four Gospels. And this morning I want to share with you from Luke, the second chapter, the 10th and the 11th verses. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. You know, as athletes, most of us know the discipline it takes to train, to persevere, to push through fatigue, and the focus we have to keep our eyes on the goal. The shepherds in the Christmas story were amazing to me. They were not in a stadium. They were not on a track. They were in these quiet fields, and they were faithfully doing their work. And yet when the angels appeared, they dropped everything they were doing, everything, to witness the greatest victory in history, the birth of Jesus. Now you know the story. I hope you know the story of Jesus. And it took Joseph a while to grab hold of everything that Mary was telling him. And Christmas reminds us that God's greatest gift came not through human strength, but through humility. And just as we prepare as coaches and players for a big game, we can prepare our hearts daily to carry Christ's presence into every practice, every competition and every conversation. And the joy of Christmas, no, it's not seasonal. It's a year-round fuel for our faith and our endurance. And, you know, and coaches tell athletic players all the time, train with a purpose. Let your workouts be an act of worship in everything you do, offering your best to God. And that Christmas story reflects on so many things that we as coaches try to share with our young athletes. You know, so many times, and I think back on friends of mine as we talked about practice and practice. You know, when you practice the best you can to be better today than you were yesterday, we always seem to be better, trying to get better every day. We have a friend, Randy and I have a friend, and many of you have this friend in Russ Wood. Russ Wood played on Coach Bryant's last football team at the University of Alabama. And he played in the last game, the Liberty Bowl in Memphis. And we get tickled and we give Russ a hard time because Russ has got more Coach Bryant stories and Alabama stories than Carter's got liver pills. And Russ has always told us that Coach Bryant would tell him every day in practice, I just want you to get a little bit better today. You get a little bit better. A little bit better each day. And when we get to the end of the season and we play that last game, by that time you should be clicking on all cylinders. Well, Russ tells a story that about mid-season is when Coach Bryant expected them to be clicking on all cylinders. And the reason for that was they got better and better each day in practice. And, you think about our lives and – you know, there's so many things in our life that Luke speaks to in chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And that strength that we gain from having the Lord in our life is an expectation for us to be the very best we can be. Now, we can't do that every day. There's going to be times when there's just a bad day that we go through. There's going to be games that we play where we just don't play well. And there's going to be situations in our life, and there's going to be relationships that we have where we're just not on the top of our game each and every day. But our purpose should be what we're doing in every aspect of our life is an act of worship. And we're offering our best to God by being the best that we can be. I certainly hope that that means as much to you as it means to us here at PSR. As we close out this Christmas, there's a family in Spanish Fort, Alabama, that is going through a really tough time. A 51-year-old man by the name of Michael Larson, who was very active with the youth in the Spanish Fort community and just did everything he could in coaching his four boys in just about every sport that they played, was driving home the other day from work and had a massive heart attack and passed away at 51 years of age. 51 years of age. A young man left behind a wife, Valerie, and four boys. And we're reminded that life is so very precious and we're not promised tomorrow. And this family's been heavy on our hearts in our home for this past week. So many people in the Spanish Fort community had so much respect and so much appreciation for the Larson family. I hope you will keep Valerie and the boys in your prayers as we go forward, because Michael did such a wonderful job in his vocation. He worked with attorneys and was always a source of doing everything he could to help the attorneys in any way that he possibly could in his job. But he was such a great family man in the sense that he and Valerie raised four wonderful boys, and he coached as many of the Little League and youth teams as he could, helping in any way that he could. So that's been heavy on our heart, and wanted to share that this morning because we have so many people that listen in the Spanish Fort area, and it's a tough time for that family. It's a tough time for a lot of families, and it's tough for a lot of people because during Christmas is a time of reflection when we don't have the people around us that we had most of our life, and that's a tough, tough situation. And hope you'll be in prayer for those as well. A couple of things that went on this week that I wanted to share with you. They involve athletics, and I wanted to shout. I don't like having shout outs on the radio, but I do want to mention Philip Rivers, the head football coach at St. Michael's. And you're talking about a man of faith. There's a man of faith, and you watch him now. He's a competitor, and he talks a lot of that jargon to the guys on the football field. 44 years old, Philip is still at St. Michael, still the head football coach. But the Indianapolis Colts signed Philip, and he's been their starting quarterback for the last two games, and I would think he'll be for the last two regular season games for the Colts. But I'm so proud of Philip Rivers at 44 years old to go out there and do everything he could to help his team win. And I just hope that it meant as much to the players at St. Michael's who cheered him on from different locations as it did to this old guy that grew up with his daddy. And you folks in Sylacauga remember Steve Rivers. Well, that's his son, Philip. And I know we're all proud of Steve and very happy for Philip and his 10 beautiful children and his wife. And then LeBaron Felon. LeBaron Felon came in and gave gifts to many children that wouldn't have had gifts this week in Mobile. We're very proud of LeBaron and wish him continued success at the University of Alabama. Thank you for being a part of our post-Christmas show here at the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. And remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here same time, same place next Saturday. And thanks to our dear friend Steve Stanley for making everything work as perfectly as he makes it work each and every Saturday morning.